Somebody asked me on Erev Shabbos whether it was mutter to put on chapstick on Shabbos. People have a lot of issues with dry skin during the winter, so sometimes people want to use lip balm during the day. So question was, is it mutter to use it on Shabbos? So there are a number of inyanim that come up when it comes to using chapstick or something similar on Shabbos. The first of which would be the question of, if it's a stick, so you have an issue of the malacha of memachik. Memachik is when they used to prepare the hides, they used to have to take some kind of a razor blade and scrape off the outer layer of the hides so you could get to the inner layer, the what's going on underneath it. So that would be an isser of an av malacha to scrape something down in order to create a new smooth surface underneath it. That's the malacha of memachik. So in the case of really any of these things in terms of chapstick or stick deodorants or things like that, when you utilize them, you're basically scraping off the top layer and you're creating a new smooth layer underneath it. So that's a shaila really of an av malacha, and you certainly would not be able to do that even if you did it with your finger or you did it with your mouth or whatever. You know, maybe that would be considered some kind of kilach hayad, but still it wouldn't be something that would be mutter to do on Shabbos itself. Now, assuming you're not using a stick, assuming you're using some type of a lotion or a cream or the Vaseline or whatever it is, so then you have a secondary issue of memareach. The issue of memareach is, it's actually a tolda of memachik, which is instead of scraping something down to create a smooth new surface, it's to take a cream or some type of a gel and to spread that out and create a new smooth surface using the gel. So when you take like Vaseline and you put it on top of dry skin, you now have a layer of the Vaseline on top of it that created this new, so when you're spreading that, you know, this type of thing, that's an isser of mimarech, which is a tolda, which is an isser d'oraisa as well. There's a shaila in halacha if you completely rub in the substance that was nismareach, if you completely rub it in so that there's no roshem of it whatsoever, is that going to be mutter or not? Does it have to be that it's recognizable on the surface of the item that you rubbed it on top? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Taz has a very good raya from the Gemara that is actually mutter if it disappears completely into the surface that you rubbed it into. I don't know whether we rely on that halacha l'maisa, but either way, when it comes to these types of things, these creams, these balms, you know, they really are recognizable on the top of the skin when you put them into the skin. So the question is, how thick is the liquid? Let's assume, for argument's sake, from what I've seen with my own eyes, which doesn't prove anything necessarily, but from what I've seen from the various products that are out there, is most of these lip balms are thick enough that it would be a problem of mimarech. Now, how thick is thick for mimarech? There's already a subject, machlokas aposkim, but many poskim are makel that if you, let's say, you put a huge amount of it into a tub and then you turn the tub on its side, would it move? Would it, you know, sort of ooze down from one side to the other? Then it's not considered a solid cream. It's more considered a liquid. So that's why many are makel with the liquid soaps. Some people want it to be more liquidy than that. So they'll water down the liquid soaps a little bit. Okay, lamais, in the end of the day, I think according to the vast majority of the opinions, the lip balms would still be a problem of memareach. So the only solution I can think of, and if you have other solutions, let me know. But the only solution I was able to think of is to sort of, instead of spread it across your mouth, to just take some amounts on your finger and just dab it onto spots of your mouth. And then you can sort of like mash it together, not by spreading it with your lips, but just sort of mash your lips together to try to, you know, get it in a little bit, and then to take a tissue and wipe away the excess so that you don't have to walk around like that. Once it's there, you can wipe it away. But nevertheless, I don't think it's mutter in any way to spread it across your mouth under those circumstances. Now, there's also another inyan of refuah, on Shabbos, which is that if you have cracked, dry skin, you're not allowed to heal it unless it's really so bad that it's going to get infected or whatever. That's a real problem. But Pashtus is not, we're not dealing with that type of an illness. We're dealing with what would be classified in halacha as a mechush ba'alma, which is discomfort, but not discomfort to the extent that you'd be a chol l'shein bel sakana, that it would be debilitating. So really, you don't have such a heter if your lips are all cracked and you're very and you're mildly uncomfortable to the point that just makes your day a little bit worse. You don't have a heter to even do what we suggested in terms of dabbing it. However, if you know in advance that this is a problem, you can sort of circumvent the refuah issue by putting it on throughout the day on Friday, and then your lips are in pretty good shape, and then all the medicine you'd be doing on Shabbos would be preventative medicine, that it would be, your lips would be 90%+ good, and you just don't want them to get any worse. So then you could dab a little bit on, like we said before, perhaps in the way that may or may not help, I don't know. But that would be preventative, which is mutter. As Rav Moshe has his famous cooler for vitamins, where he says that you're allowed to take vitamins even though it's swallowing pills on Shabbos, because he says you're not doing it for any illness that you have. You're doing it to maintain good health. And so to here with the lip balms, you'd be doing it to maintain good health, not to cure any ailment that you currently possess.